You're listening to Rick Kleffel, the Agony Column podcast. You can find additional reviews, interviews, print interviews, and book commentary 5 days a week at trashotron.com/agony. I'm Rick Kleffel, reporting from the World Horror Convention in San Francisco, California. When opening ceremonies for a major genre fiction convention are a mercifully brief 26 minutes, even a cub reporter can take the hint. After an introduction by a genial Toastmaster, Peter Straub, Kim Newman managed to accelerate the abbreviation, bidding the convention attendees adieu in his opening speech.
Hi, I'll make the customary thank you for having me speech now, rather than save it for the closing ceremony, when sadly I won't be here because I have to, thanks to a scheduling conflict, I'll be rushing off. So it's been a great convention. I've had a great time. I've enjoyed meeting you all. Thank you for those huge numbers of drinks you plied me with. The free gifts, the fruit basket was great. I love the chocolate. San Francisco, what a city. Up, down, streetcars, Fisherman's Wharf, China, amazing. And the people, so charming, so nice. Yeah, I can't say enough in gratitude for you having me here at this event, and I hope that in some little way I've managed to make the weekend pleasant for you in some way. I will be, and of course, thanks for making the reading I did on Saturday night such an enormous success. The cheering, I mean the room keys, the dollar bills. I'm just completely overwhelmed by the treatment that I've had at this convention. That's what I would have been saying on Sunday if I wasn't on a plane to Los Angeles. I'm sure the rest of this table will have an equally wonderful time this weekend. Thank you very much.
Artist guest of honor, Brahm, gave a great explanation as to why I think all of us are here reading and writing about horror fiction.
If I was asked to paint a toaster, I would be very bored. I wouldn't find that subject matter very interesting. But if I was asked to paint an evil toaster, suddenly it's like, wow, yeah, I'm all over that. So I think sometimes that explains interest in the macabre, that there's conflict there and that draws my interest. So thank you very much for having me.
Actor Bill Moseley, who played Chop Top in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, also knew some magic words for horror.
It's funny, 20 years ago, I said, just as an improvisation in a scene we were shooting, I said, lick my plate, you dog dick! And in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, and here I am. I said the magic words.
The opening ceremonies concluded when Ray Garton was made Grand Master and accepted his award with a poignant, heartfelt, and appropriately frightening speech about how his childhood made him into a horror writer.
I grew up in a very strict Seventh-day Adventist home, and I went to Seventh-day Adventist schools for my entire education. And that religion does not approve of fiction of any kind, but especially horror fiction. Horror fiction is verboten. And horror fiction and horror movies were a great comfort to me growing up. They were an effective escape from the more immediate horrors of the teachings of the church. And the church taught some pretty scary stuff. I think the Adventists turned me into a horror writer.
From the World Horror Convention, I'm Rick Kleffel for The Agony Column. Thank you for listening.